Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast on what must have been the dullest Apple announcement ever.
We got some really exciting stuff to share with you.
You lie, Steve Jobs, you lie! Coming up on this week's Insomniac Curing show, that Apple announcement in full minus all the boring bits.
It's funny. And,
That was it. We'll be examining the new iTunes, taking a yawn at the new iPod Nano, and sipping some cocoa as we fondle the details of the new iPod Touch. Plus a few other bits, including iPlayer on the N96, and can Asus do for the smartphone what it did for the laptop? What did it do for the laptop? Anyway, all that
smaller.
And whatever else falls from our mouths, that being myself. And as ever, T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome. Sorry I had to wake you up there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm purposefully excluding the Apple press conference from your rant this week. So is there anything else that you've taken exception to in the last 7 days?
You mean my measured discussion of... Yes, I have.
Ah.
This is actually from the pages of Super Sore Away T3. And it's not a critique of T3, obviously, but it's... somebody's come up with a disposable digital camera, if you please. And they're selling it as being eco-friendly. It's this company called Plaza Create. It's eco-friendly because they're reusing LCDs taken from defunct phones.
Okay.
So that's eco-friendly. Maybe not quite as eco-friendly as just buying a camera that you don't throw away after you've used it 20 times.
So
call me Mr. Picky.
And what do you... So presumably all that separates it from being a normal digital camera is that you can't get to the memory.
Presumably, or it's designed from such kind of falling to bits components that it just literally falls to bits after 20 uses. Or the battery
and the screen,
can't last beyond 20.
The screen is what, going to be some sort of Nokia 3250 or something?
Yeah, presumably, yeah.
So minus the
good,
circular keys.
Definition. I mean, it's not really a critique of Plaza Create because they're just trying it on a bit, maybe. But what I love is you put eco-friendly in a press release and journalists, such as, not myself, obviously, but certain journalists, as soon as they see eco-friendly, they're like, oh yeah, they just report it as fact without sitting down to think about it for even a second.
Good. Well,
we fell victim to this in the T3 Awards last year because we gave... It was one by this thing called the Dutch Tub, which is a...
Oh,
I think we talked about this
yes.
before. It's like a hot tub that you heat with wood. And because on their website it says it's the eco-friendly way to have a tub, we were like, yeah, it is, yeah.
Of course, forgetting all that...
And then we looked into it a bit more, and it turns out that burning wood isn't seen as being a good thing
in many
parts of the world.
No,
there we are.
Never mind. Unless you sort of plant trees as you burn each log.
Maybe that was the idea, yeah. Mm,
there we go. Anyway, well, on to this week's unpleasantness.
Mm.
The Apple...
Well, you couldn't even call it unpleasantness. That would suggest some sort of... You'd have to take an interest to find it unpleasant.
Yes, yes. The Apple hoedown, this is. That is the Apple special event. How special was this on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was special like the Special Olympics, basically.
Right. Oh God.
It wasn't even that interesting. It's just I feel sorry. Well, I don't really feel sorry for Apple because obviously they bring it on themselves. But people get super excited and super hyped up about what's going to be announced at these things. But at the end of the day, everybody knew it was just going to be a load of new iPods. And what?
Yeah.
You can't reinvent the wheel at this point.
I think we did say last week it's probably going to be a new iPod Nano or an iPod
because
Shuffle or something.
We were given the tiny clue that the invitation came in the form of a picture of an iPod.
Yes, yeah.
And being journalists.
We put two and two together and made five. Yes.
We did.
Well, let's tick these off in order then. iTunes 8. HD TV shows, although of course they're probably not going to be coming to the UK for ages.
Yeah, and then HD TV shows that you can watch on your iPod is like...
Yeah, although you can now watch them on your PC or your Mac.
Yeah, but then...
You don't need Apple TV.
This is like a point we make pretty every week, which is like, if you've got a 17-inch screen, then HD TV... And then, okay, the seven people who own Apple TV are going to be happy.
Okay.
But...
browsing, you can use their new album cover view. I looked at this and I was like, why wasn't this already there? It's like, it seems obvious. It's just a way of looking at your songs as album covers in a grid.
Yeah, it's just a gimmick though. I just think if you've got loads of music, then you always search by artist or by whatever. You don't sit there looking through...
When you're looking
covers. At CDs, you just look at the spine, don't you? Pretty much. You don't.
I can't remember the last time I looked at
the front
one,
cover. So. Well, no, that's true. Going back a bit.
Okay, and finally on iTunes 8, Genius.
Not so genius.
Yeah, yeah. Auto playlist and recommendations. I think that's the clue there that this isn't all a one way.
No, well, it's like Apple's marketing department gathering up data on you is a less polite way of putting it.
They do say it's anonymous, but of course this is just a way of pitching new songs to you that you haven't bought yet.
Yeah, and the thing is with these things, they never really work. I mean, we tried it, and somebody who was there from T3 typed in the Rolling Stones, or not typed in, but was listening to some of the Rolling Stones, and it suggested a song by the Sugar Babes, which isn't the most...
Well, you know, this is how it's meant to work. Well, I thought you discover songs in new, eclectic ways.
Well, I thought maybe it was such a genius that it was making the rather novel mental leap that the Rolling Stones obviously have had a lot of lineup changes over the years, and they all hate each other. And the Sugar Babes, similarly.
Possibly.
And that was what. And then also, they were listening to Faithless, something by Faithless, who are a sort of popular kind of dance combo of the late 90s or early 2000s.
Dance troupe.
And it suggested Coldplay, which again... Not the most. Yeah. I mean, they're both quite bland. And
yeah,
kind
there's
of
a there's a sort of a dinner party depressing streak to them all.
That's almost like the machine saying, "Well, you've obviously got shit tasting music, mate. I suggest you listen to Coldplay."
Well, Steve Jobs does say it will get smarter, in his words, as it gathers more and more data from more and more people.
Oh, it'll be like Terminator in a few years' time. Yeah, it'll be launching missiles.
It does sound quite scary, but there we go. Okay, well, very briefly, the iPod Classic. You now get 120 gigabytes for the same price as 80 gigabytes.
Yeah, the price is pretty good, but I did like that this was classic Apple spin, which was, it's been upgraded from 80 to 120 gigabytes. Or, looked at another way, it's been downgraded from 160 to 120, because the 160 you can't get anymore.
Because people told them they don't like the fat iPod Classic.
It's hardly fat.
Who tells them this? Anyway, right, okay, on to the...
Somebody obviously told them they didn't like the fat iPod Nano, because that they have like basically gone back a generation to the elongated version.
Yes, I was just coming to that. The new Nano, it's curved aluminium, curved glass, thinnest ever. It's got an accelerometer, it's got useless genius on there, and I'm particularly pleased to see a mic and a stopwatch also. So picking up some tips from the Far East there, I think. All of that does sound reasonable. Let's just see how the announcement went down.
We have a new iPod Nano. Let me show it to you now. It's really, really beautiful. And it combines the best of both worlds, the portrait aspect ratio that people loved, and the same, exactly the same, super high-res display in portrait mode.
Okay, reasonably polite reception there, but I'm not sure if you noticed the basic admission that no one actually liked the short squat Nano, but never mind, we'll move on.
It is the thinnest iPod we've ever made. It is really beautiful. You can see it's an oval shape.
Deathly silence.
This is what it looks like. Here.
One wow. he's really struggling out there.
And let me just turn it sideways here.
Okay, some applause.
See it like this.
About four people.
See it like that, what it really looks like.
Now a cough.
Isn't that cool?
And finally, beautiful. A desperate plea to end.
So I think when you actually see one of these things, you're going to just be blown away with how beautiful it is and how thin it is. Okay.
And that's it. I have never known an Apple audience so flat.
No, that was pretty... But then again, you know, well, the Nano's very flat, so maybe they were showing their appreciation by...
by being the thinnest audience ever.
Yeah, the thinnest audience response. That was like, really, that was about 1.5 steps away from somebody throwing bottles of Wii at him and telling him to get off, wasn't it?
Apple equivalent, that is exactly what that was, I think.
Half expecting somebody to shout out, "How about some technology then?" or something. Like, call that an iPod, mate.
I mean, he did say, you know, when you get your hands on it, honest, mate, you'll love it. T3's Kat Hannaford did get her hands at one. She was impressed by the thinness, and she did like the shake-to-shuffle feature. Although that's just been nicked from Sansa.
Yeah,
and several others, but yeah. Sansa with their first.
And it's not that useful of a feature, frankly.
Yeah, to be honest. And it could just get annoying, I think, if you're jogging, for example.
Or if you've got delirium tremens, as I do. You'd just be constantly skipping around tracks.
The whole genius thing as well. It's great that it's on there, you know, if you ignore the evil Apple bit. But again, it's just something they've pinched from, you know, Sony.
All sorts of people, FM and Amazon. And the thing is, I mean, any service that exists at the moment that recommends things that it thinks you want practically always doesn't really work. Mm. Like Last FM's one, I think, is reasonably sophisticated, but all it ever recommends to me is that I listen to more David Bowie. because that's the one artist who everybody... I overlap with a lot of... I have a lot of neighbours.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to share a musical taste with them. And it always turns out they just really
like
David Bowie.
I'm hoping as well that this doesn't do what like Lastfm and all the others, because they're American. You end up being recommended weird American garage bands and things like that. It's
yeah.
sort of, you know, that you've never heard of. I never really want to either.
But, it's like, yeah, I see you like the Pet Shop Boys. You may well like Panic at the Disco.
For example.
They both have P in their name.
Okay, well, that just leaves the iPod Touch. It's again thinner.
Which appears to be exactly the same. Well, it's it looked to me to be slightly shinier on the back.
Shinier,
but that may just be because it's newer.
It's got inbuilt speakers now.
Oh, wicked!
The App Store is now inbuilt, which is
was already, wasn't it?
You
had to get it as a firmware upgrade-y thing.
There we go. So the new one, it's there from the start. This bit's good. Night Plus, the receiver's built in.
Yeah.
So you just need the little weird thing to stick in your trainer.
If you're one of those weirdos who likes jogging, then that's great news.
And again, it now has Genius.
Okay.
Mm.
I mean, the thing is, we're sounding like we've got a real downer on it, and it was a shame that there wasn't more. But the thing is iPods have kind of reached a point where they're about as good as they're really going
to
get.
These are all good, solid iPods. There's nothing particularly wrong with them.
Until they start making one out of air with a limitless capacity.
Yeah,
I mean...
It's just not a great advance on the last generation, really, is it? I mean, the iPod Nano, the screen is exactly the same. They've just turned it around.
Yeah, I know, and it's almost like, as you were saying, that they've decided, they've agreed that nobody, the squat shape of the last one, its face didn't
fit. Ironically, I did quite like that, but there we go, I'm just weird. The 9 new colours as well.
Yeah, I like the colours.
Yeah,
a kind of autumnal palette of sort of burnt ochre.
Right the way through there. It's like a Pantone sort of swatch card.
It is a bit like that, but an autumnal one.
Yes.
Was my fault.
Yes. Okay, now... This podcast isn't all about Apple, thankfully. News this week, too, that iPlayer will be arriving on the N96.
Yeah, that's cool. But then again, I mean, the N96, it looks all right. But then it's like the N95, that looks all right in the build-up before it came out. And then it was like, oh, this is chunky and horrible.
My experience with the N95 was not a pleasant one. This one, I mean, it's an N95 on heat, 16 gigabytes of memory, 3D sound, whatever that really is on a phone. I mean, honestly. 2.8-inch screen.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing, because it's like...
Compare
it's going
to the
up against the iPhone, but then it's like it's trounced on screen size, which surely is the main thing in this kind
of 2.8 versus 3.5-inch. So,
and obviously you've already got iPlayer iPhone.
Although the difference is with the N96, you can also download shows, which it helps if you're on the plane or something. You can't exactly stream iPlayer.
I suppose so.
So you can download them here in Blighty and get what would be more days worth.
Has it got Flash, the N96? Because that's the problem with the iPlayer version of both YouTube, the iPhone version of both iPlayer and YouTube, is it's this very scaled down version with loads of things.
That's true. Actually, that's something I don't know.
Oh, great!
So there we go. We
don't have the answers on this show, but we raise questions.
It strikes me as well. It's just what you can do with Windows Mobile as well at the moment. It's you can download shows with that. You can stream them. It's and no one really shouts about the fact you can do that with Windows Mobile. It's just because it works so well with
Well, Windows Mobile people like to keep features like that to themselves.
Absolutely.
On message boards.
It would involve you using a pig of an OS otherwise, but still. There we go. Okay, and one last little thing is that the new... how do you say it? Asus?
It's Asus.
Asus, okay.
I had it on good authority.
The new Asus phone I mentioned, not too exciting on the face of it. This is the P552W.
Mm.
It's touchscreen, as all good new phones must be. 2.8-inch screen again, so N96 matching. It has a Glide interface, which is, again, another stab at doing the iPod Touch thing. GPS, Wi-Fi, yada, yada, yada. Sounds a lot like the HTC Touch, but...
Yeah, it looks a lot like the HTC Touch as well, actually.
Well, I thought it looked a bit ugly, actually.
Yes, it looks like the HTC Touch.
The HTC Touch looks great.
No, you mean the Touch Diamond.
Yeah, yes, I do.
And I don't think that looks great anyway.
Oh, well, okay. Well, the Touch Diamond and the Touch Pro, I think, look good.
Okay.
This looks a bit rubbish, actually. But if you do think of the impact HTC has made in the last year or so, this could be another big player coming in, shaking
things
up. Yeah,
I suppose so. I mean, it's good. I mean, people know Asus. They can't pronounce its name, but they fill their products with a lot. I mean, for me, like I was saying, it pretty much breaks down once you get to the point in the spec list where it says runs Windows Mobile 6.1 or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
I know
just
what
like,
you mean.
Well, I've just completely lost all interest.
I haven't been impressed by any of the sort of touch pretenders, the iPhone pretenders. Exactly. They just don't.
They've got a tiny veneer of being touch sensitive. And then you get past, you go one menu too far, and it's just Windows.
The one maker I would like here is Lenovo. They seem to be busting out really cool stuff in the Far East, but they only sell in China. So,
you know,
not much use. A quick mention as well.
Now they've heard this.
There you go. Yes. Anyway, that Asus should be out by Christmas.
Asus. If you want one.
And quick mention as well: the Sony Ericsson Xperia X1 out on the 30th of September.
Well, that looks considerably nicer. News. But then, whenever Sony Ericsson bring out a phone that's different to all the ones that they've done before, the first one they bring out is usually pretty awful. So. I
still have memories of sort of P800 and all that, which
and that their first touchscreen Walkman-y thing. What was that called? The W850 was it?
That sounds about right.
That was practically unusable.
Good. Oh well.
But I'm sure this will be better.
Yes, I'm sure it'll be wonderful. there's going to be a video demonstration later this month. You can sign up for on the Sony Ericsson site, and you can also see it at the London Design Exhibition.
All right, very nice.
Yeah, randomly, which will be about a week before it finally launches. Okay, we can squeeze nothing more in apart from your quick fire reactions to this week's last words. Microsoft BlueTrack Mouse.
Very exciting. Works on more surfaces than a red LED mouse.
Yes, the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8220. Yeah.
Clamshells, good to see.
Yeah, taking a long time.
Although I think I prefer flip phones to clamshells. Clamshell is like a sort of bastardization of the
as we discussed purity last week, of the flip. The flip is the way forward. And although this is called the flip, it isn't a flip, it's a clamshell. Yes. The Mini Crossover.
Not very mini. Is it?
Pretty big. A 4x4 mini, 6 inches taller and wider than the giant club.
Than an elephant.
Yes. And HP's EliteBook 6930p with 24 hours of battery life.
Yeah, that's a killer app. This could be where everything starts to change.
When would you ever need it?
A lot of people aren't organized enough to charge up.
A camping trip, for example. Okay, 10 out of 10 for effort, less for everything else. Remember, t3.com for all the latest, and find T3 on the shelves now. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.